Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, the next two Mishnayot will talk about the seating arrangement of the great Sanhedrin of 71 great judges and the lower Sanhedrin of 23 judges. Mishnah says, Sanhedrin hayeta kahatzi gorin agula. The Sanhedrin, the court, was seated in a shape that was like a half of a round threshing floor, which means they would sit in rows and those rows would be a semicircle. The purpose of the semicircle, as opposed to a straight line, was so the judges have the ability to see each other, and they also have the people who are on trial and the witnesses who would stand before them. So if it was a straight line, then the judges on one end wouldn't be able to see the judges on the other end. So therefore, now that it's a semicircle, everybody could see each other. If it was a full circle, then they wouldn't be able to see the people who were in front of them, like the people on trial and the witnesses, they wouldn't face the judges. So therefore, a semicircle is the right shape to seat the judges. Ushne sofre hadayanin omdin lifnehem. They would also have two scribes of the judges stand before them. Ehad miyamin ve'ehad misemol. One of them would be on the right side of the semicircle, and the other one would be on the left side of the semicircle. Ve'kotvin divre hamezakin ve'divre hamhayevin. And they would write down the opinions of all of the different judges. They would write all of the judges who wrote to acquit the person. That means to make sure that he's, to say that he's innocent. They would write the opinions of those people who say to convict the person, that he was guilty. One scribe would write the acquittals, the fact that the guy was innocent, and the other scribe would write the reasons for the conviction that the person was guilty. They would split the duties. Nowadays, it's like a court stenographer, somebody who would sit there with a keyboard and write everything out. Here, they would be scribes, and they would write all of the details of the trial. So there were two sofrim. Rabbi Yehuda omer shelosha, says Rabbi Yehuda, no, there weren't two scribes. Rather, there were three scribes. Ehad kotev divrei hamezakin. One would write the opinions of those judges who would argue to say that the person on trial is innocent. Ve'had kotev divrei hamehayevin. And the other one would write the opinion of the judges who would say that we should say that the person on trial is guilty. Ve'ashelishi kotev divrei hamezakin ve'divrei hamehayevin. And then the third scribe would write the opinions of everybody, of who was on who. Who argued to acquit the person, to say he's innocent, who argued to say that he was guilty, so that now, if we ever needed, we have two witnesses. Two of these three scribes could give testimony about each argument, and they have their evidence, their proof in front of them. The whole point of this was if one of the judges forgot what he held, his logic, the scribe would have the ability to remind him. Masechet Sanhedrin Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, will not talk about the students who sat in front of the judges. Mishnah says, Veshalosh shurot shel tamidei hachamim yoshvin lifnehem. There were three rows of Torah scholar students who would sit in front of them. In the three rows, there would be 23 of these students in each row. 23 students in each row, and they were there on reserves in case more judges were needed. As we said earlier, when dealing with certain types of cases, if they didn't come to a real majority, they would keep adding judges to the Bet Din in order to come to a majority or a supermajority. So kol ehad ve'ehad makir mekomo. Every one of these students would recognize his place in a specific order. That means the three rows weren't just a random seating. Every one of them had a designated spot. The first row was the highest level students, second row the second level students, and the third row was the third level students, and even the rows themselves, the ones that were towards the end of the row were the wiser ones. So it all went in order, the rankings of 1 to all the way to 69 of how wise these students were. And the top student was at the head of the row, and the lowest ranking student of that row was at the end of the row. Hayu sirichin lismoch, if they needed to give one of the students semicha, they needed to make him a judge and add him to the court, because let's say one of the judges died and they needed to add somebody. Somchin min harishona, they would give semicha, they would make a judge, the one who was from the first row, the one who was all the way closest to them, who was the wisest of the students. They would have him join the semicircle, and then each one of the 22 students of the first row who were left over, they would move up one place. They would move to the next seat in the row. So the man who was in the second seat, now moves up to the first seat, and so on and so forth. And same thing with the second row. Ehad mina sheniya balo l'rishona. One of the students in the second row, who was the top student of the second row, would move up to the first row, and he would be the last student in the first row. And then everyone would take also one seat forward, and the last student or the last seat in the second row would now be empty. Ve'ahad min ha'shelishit balo la'sheniya. One of the wisest student from the third row would move up to that empty spot in the second row, the last spot of the second row, and each one of the 22 remaining students in that third row would move up one seat, and then the last seat, the 69th seat, would be empty. What they would do is then the judges would choose one student from the crowd or the community, and they would sit him in that empty spot in the third row. The new student would not sit in the place of the first student of the third row, who just moved to the second row. Rather, again, because the new student was not as wise as the rest of the students in the third row, Ela Yosheb im makom hara'uy lo. He would sit in the place that fit him, which was the end of the third row. The last student, he was all the way towards the end. He's considered to be the lowest level student there. So they would seat him in that last seat. Everybody would move up one slot, and he would take that last seat, and continuously this would happen as they would add judges to the Bet Din.